I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. Fall is here, which is the time cinemas across the country tilt from showing big blockbusters with men in tights, saving Planet A from villain B, who is trying to destroy it with a magic rock, or AKA every superhero movie. That's right, it's prestige movie season, and boy have we already gotten off to a great start. First and foremost, two really great films that can't be overlooked have already come out. That's Christopher Nolan's World War II epic Dunkirk and Jordan Peele's horror thriller Get Out. Now we get into Oscar season with the release of Greta Gerwig's directorial debut, Lady Bird. This coming-of-age dramedy is a look at a family in the Midwest of California, Sacramento, as daughter Lady Bird comes to grips with her past while reconciling her future. I enjoyed the film, which takes place after 9/11, but before the financial meltdown of 2008, a time of insecurity and questioning of what the future holds. Director Gerwig balances the angst of teenagers in high school with the unsure mood of the country. I highly recommend you check it out. There will be several nominations from this film for an Academy Award. Also out right now and worth checking out, The Florida Project, Killing of a Sacred Deer, and coming soon, The Disaster Artist, directed by James Franco, about the production of The Room, widely considered the worst movie ever made. And also coming, Guillermo del Toro's The Shape of Water. Finally, one I'm really looking forward to, Paul Thomas Anderson's The Phantom Thread, featuring what is being called Daniel Day-Lewis's final performance. Rejoice, movie fans! Good movies are finally back. For 24 Frames on 89.1, I'm Paul Hunton.
Betting Taylor Swift. Every night inside the Oculus Rift, after Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes.